Friday, 25 March, 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning into the Calvary Hour. If you have your Bibles handy, we're over in Revelation chapter 3. And we'll be joining you in that scripture in just a few minutes. But let me say welcome to all of our listeners. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. The Calvary Hour is a ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. And what a blessing to have the privilege to broadcast the gospel over these different outlets that's opened the door to us. God has opened a wonderful and effectual door for us through these precious outlets for the gospel. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. For those of you who are just joining us, we're looking at the causes, reasons why God has to go far off from his people. In Ezekiel chapter 8, we find that God would bring Ezekiel back from Babylon, back to the land of Israel, and show him why they had to go into captivity. And dear friend, the Bible makes it clear that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. And in these seven letters to the seven churches in the book of Revelation, we find problems that developed in those churches, also great blessings that were in those churches as well. And we're looking at one of those churches that was so greatly blessed. That's the church at Philadelphia. We're in Revelation chapter 3, and we begin in verse 7. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart, the hearts of all of our listeners. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. Now, what does Philadelphia mean? It means brotherly love. We have a city called Philadelphia, meaning the city of brotherly love. And let me say that the church was in Philadelphia, the city or the area of Philadelphia here in the Bible, was not the result of the gospel being preached there, but these were kind-hearted people that were open to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have had the privilege to be saved for a number of years now, and I've run into a lot of people in life. And I hope I won't be misunderstood by what I'm about to say, because I know God saves from the guttermost to the uttermost all who come unto him through Christ Jesus. And I'm glad that God can save the harlots and the drunkards and the drug dealers and the sex traffickers and all the rest of it who will repent of their sin and trust Christ as their Savior. I also know that God saves the moral people, the religious people, just like he saved Nicodemus and he saved Saul of Tarsus. And by the way, I was a church member in good standing with the church when I came to know Christ as my Savior. I'm glad that he does. But in the mix of people, you find some people who are just kind-hearted people. They are kind-hearted before they get saved. And dear friend, I enjoy being around people like that. And that is true of the church that was at Philadelphia. I'm just simply going by the name of the place. It was known as a place of brotherly love. The city was named Philadelphia before the gospel was preached there. But how much more did that love increase and intensify? And it would go from just a love of brother to a love for God. From philos to agape, from love of the brethren to love for God. Well, I want you to see that God had some good things to say. We have spent quite a bit of time on this statement, I know thy works, and God does know our works. He said, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. Now, dear friend, that's a testimony that I would to God that I can have until the Lord calls me home. The Apostle Paul said, as he was writing his last letter to Timothy there in 2 Timothy, he said, I have fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. Now listen to what he said to the church at Philadelphia. He said, I've set before thee an open door. I believe the Philadelphian church was represented here in this country, by the way, in the world, around the late 1800s and the early 1900s, when God gave those great revivals, starting in the 1700s with the Great Awakening, Jonathan Edwards preaching sinners in the hands of an angry God, and how God began to move. And then he brought those great evangelists on the scene, and how God did use them, Whitfield and Wesley, and then Sunday, and so many others. It is said that over 1 million people walked the Sawdust Trail under the preaching of Billy Sunday alone. And dear friend, that was without radio or other modern media. I mean, that was that many people heard his voice and trusted Christ as his Savior. Old Dr. Bob Sr. used to say that in his early days of evangelism, there were many evangelists going over this country and preaching to hundreds and thousands of people, if you combine the numbers together. And what a wonderful time that was, when there was a great moving by the Spirit of God. Now he said, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. And thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word. I don't know how you feel about yourself, but I feel like I fit in this category here with a little strength. You know, the writer of Proverbs says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. And I say, oh God, help me, strengthen me. But he said, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word. You know, we can keep God's word with a little strength as long as we have a true faith, because our strength is in our Lord. By the way, our joy in the Lord is our strength as well. Nehemiah makes that clear, that our joy in the Lord is our strength. But dear friend, we are of little strength, but our God is of great strength. And I'm telling you, he can flex his right arm, so to speak, and he can show forth his power. And I'm glad that the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. I know that I don't have the strength to serve God in myself. I'm well aware of that. I have a little strength, but I do want to keep the word of the Lord. And the second thing he says here is this, and hast not denied my name. I believe the Church of Jesus Christ. Now, when I say the Church of Jesus Christ, I'm speaking about people who are saved, okay? The body of Christ. I believe the Church of Jesus Christ is going to be tried in this country in the near future in a way greater than it has ever been tried before. Now, yes, in the early days of this country, our forefathers paid a great price, especially up in Virginia, where the state church was so strong and Baptists tried to get a stronghold there. Many of them suffered. I mean, they really suffered. There were congregations that literally moved across the mountains to get away from the chastisement and the persecution of the government that was under the control of the state church. God be praised for religious freedom today. And I thank God for men like Patrick Henry from days of old that was willing to stand up for religious freedom. But let's get back to our text here. Our time is almost gone. God said, I'll open the door for you. You don't have but a little bit of strength, but he said, you have kept my word and hast not denied my name. Now, dear friend, if by the grace of God, when I stand at the bema seat of Christ, if my Lord can say that about me, I would be so thankful. You had a little bit of strength, but you kept my word, and you didn't deny my name. Oh, God, help us to use what little strength we have and to serve him, but by his grace to keep his word and not to deny his name. You know as well as I do that there are more Christian martyrs. There have been more Christian martyrs in my lifetime, in your lifetime, than probably in all of recorded history put together. For one reason, they would not deny the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God help us not to deny it as well. Well, this broadcast is targeted for the end of our broadcast week. My heart's desire is that you can and will be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this Lord's Day. If you cannot, we're glad to inform you that we have the opportunity now to uplink the services from the Calvary Baptist Church. Our web address is www.calbat.org, www.calbat.org. And at that website, you can find the time of the services And by the way, if you know any other shut-ins, people that are lost, the folks who are in need that have access to the internet, ask them to join us there. And please join us here on the next broadcast if you can.